From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 5th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Central Maine Power says it has restored power for nearly 160,000 customers as of this afternoon. CMP says it focused yesterday on getting large transmission lines back in service and is now working on smaller distribution lines that directly connect to individual homes and buildings. John Breed is a spokesperson for CMP.
This is the first full day we've been out in these communities getting a look at the damage that occurred yesterday. So we're out there, we're assessing, we're going to come back, and then we'll get a better sense of those communities later today and into tomorrow.
Breed says crews are hoping to make significant progress this weekend. He warns that customers in the hardest hit areas may not get their power back until Monday. Versant spokesperson Marissa Miner says outages are down to about 2,000 this afternoon. She expects most customers to be online by tonight, with a few lingering outages that will be repaired tomorrow. Central Maine Power had 250 extra crews come to Maine to help with power restoration, but with so many people planning to arrive in Maine for Monday's solar eclipse, lodging is tough to find. Maine Emergency Management Agency Public Information Officer Vanessa Corson says the state agency was asked to find dozens of beds for power restoration crews.
Our job today has been to find lodging for these extra crews, and thankfully we were able to secure some space at Bates College, and now we're working on getting 75 extra cots so these people have a place to sleep.
Corson says power restoration efforts this weekend will focus on getting grocery stores, restaurants, and other food service vendors back online so they can handle the influx of tourists. In Aroostook County, the town of Holton is gearing up for an eclipse festival this weekend, and a little snow won't stop the festivities that have been in the planning for years. The town saw only a few inches of snow Thursday and didn't lose power like other parts of the state. Cecilia Rota, a member of the Eclipse Planning Committee, says organizers will adapt to the snow.
We figure we will deal. We will deal. We're this type of a community. We will deal. Whatever comes up, we will deal with it.
Rhoda says she already noticed people arriving in town Wednesday as they came in early to beat the storm. The town expects tens of thousands of visitors, and hotels in the region have been booked for months. A bill in the Maine legislature that would allow family members to petition a judge to temporarily confiscate the guns of a dangerous person drew a large crowd at the statehouse today. The proposal, backed by Democratic leaders, is fiercely opposed by gun rights groups, while supporters say it will fill a critical gap in Maine's current risk protection order law. Steve Missler has more.
Much of the testimony on the so-called red flag bill broke along two arguments. Gun rights activists opposed it because they believe it would be too easy to confiscate someone's firearms. And they also say Maine's current yellow flag law could have prevented October's mass shootings in Lewiston had it been utilized by police. Supporters countered that the gunman's family should have been able to petition the courts rather than rely on police and a mental health evaluation, two requirements that differentiate Maine's risk protection order law from the ones in more than 20 other states. And David Moltz, a psychiatrist from Portland, argued that Maine's current law only applies to people with mental illness, and not everyone who might hurt themselves or others.
Certainly the majority of homicides are done not by people with mental illness, but by people in some kind of crisis or just angry.
Moltz was speaking on behalf of the Maine Association of Psychiatric Physicians, which supports the red flag bill in part because the organization believes it will prevent suicides, which comprise nearly 90% of Maine's gun fatalities. The proposal is the second red flag bill introduced since 2019, when lawmakers, gun rights groups, and Governor Janet Mills settled on the so-called yellow flag compromise instead. The governor has not taken a position on the red flag bill and has proposed tweaking Maine's current law. Gun rights groups have vowed to oppose it, as have Republicans, whose votes would be needed to override a veto by the governor. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A dispute over access at Popham Beach will go to trial. The lawsuit is between two families who have been neighbors for decades. And it was prompted after one couple purchased an additional 3-acre parcel of land. Richard and Sheila Tappan claimed the parcel gave them exclusive beach rights and that a pathway and deck on neighbor Clark Hill's cottage is on their property. Justice Thomas McKeon disagreed about the pathway and deck, but he says a decision about whether the parcel is public or private should be decided in a trial. Clark Hill says the outcome will have broad implications about beach access, but the Tappan's attorney, Glenn Israel, disagrees.
There's no particular reason why this case should have any earth-shattering effect on the ownership or use of beaches in Maine in general.
A pre-trial conference will be scheduled in May. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for Weekend Edition Saturday. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thank you for listening.